Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on another edition of PWU Presents. I'm not Mr. 100. This is the second time in a row that I've like hosted a show and started it by doing Shannon's thing, because that's the way that it's supposed. Those are the Puzzle of 1985 shows are supposed to start.
Do you secretly want to be Shannon?
Oh, it's not secretly.
Oh, okay.
We talk about that all the time. I am the five-star man, Asa Gray. Joining me is Mr. 100, Shannon Young.
I am here, yes.
Allie, not actually A-Bear.
Hello.
And our guests tonight, Farmer Billy Hills and Sweet Sarah Summers.
First time ever on the show together.
Yeah.
This is accurate. Yeah. This is a first.
First time this ever on the show together.
Absolutely.
I challenge you to find proof otherwise.
I don't think it's out there.
I don't think it is either.
It's the opposite of the X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
Just the truth is not out there.
The truth is not out there.
Nope. 23 years later, still won't find it.
Nope.
And neither 2 weeks later either.
No,
that's
neither
not
2 weeks
it's
later.
It's not going to fade out and then jump back on.
Yeah, that's not going to be a thing.
Yeah, we just got... I'm glancing over your shoulder because SmackDown is still... That's the main event. It's Jinder and Cena, and it's just... Why is this a thing?
Forgot that. Yeah, this is still going on.
It's
yeah.
Be the main event.
Shoot. This should. Is Raw and SmackDown literally doing all of their main events type deal?
I mean, Raw did like at least.
Tiny!
They did. They did do two. They did the Cruiserweight and then the.
Balor Wyatt.
The Balor Wyatt, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just. Let's give away all of it for free.
SummerSlam is Sunday.
SummerSlam is this Sunday,
yes,
too.
Yes, it is.
We're going to preview that.
So TakeOver Saturday, SummerSlam Sunday, Wrestle Weekend.
It's going to be super nice. Are you excited for TakeOver?
Oh, so much, but I'm going to miss it, though.
All right.
We're on the road for wrestling.
Where are you guys going?
You're on the road.
Yeah, she is not. I am on the road. We're going to Memphis and MEW with Tattoo.
Okay.
Roger and myself. Yep, we're going down there to shoot some of their TV tapings down there on Saturday.
Oh, nice.
So I got a couple bucket lists. It'll technically be three by the end of the trip. So I will have that. Roger just doesn't know it yet, but we got pit stops. So, yeah. Whenever he asks, what time are we leaving Saturday? Whenever I say noon, and he asks why, I'd be like, just get in the car. Just get in the car. We're going. I got shit to do.
What are these?
Billy said shit. You're going to have to.
Sorry. Ding, ding.
Oh, no. It's no. Fine. This, I've given up on it. Like, Billy is the one guy I think gets a pass. You two get a pass. So for you sensitive listeners out there who might not like a little language, it's I'm not going through all of this and editing it out later. No. I did it once with, who was the worst one we ever did that I had to edit just multiple curse words out of?
Was it Dalton?
No. Dalton gets one. Dalton says one stupid thing at the beginning, and then he's good for the rest of the show because Asa shames him.
Because Dalton forgets that he's being recorded.
Right.
How do you forget you're being recorded with a big fluffy microphone right
now?
That
is a fantastic question. He'll say something stupid or like terrible, and then he'll look over to Shane and be like, were you recording? It's like, is there a microphone in front of your face?
And see, he wonders, you know, why we dog him like this. It's also because you're not here, you turd.
Plus, shit's in the Bible.
Exactly.
It is.
And you also wear skinny jeans. I have a problem with that.
And a Roger Mathis t-shirt at the same time.
And you got that white nationalist haircut going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go grab my drink. <I'm
gonna> go. Go right ahead.
According to the Sarah app, I still don't know how to say that.
Nobody does. Nobody does.
You got one of those, didn't you?
Yeah.
Have you got bored? Have you got? That's what I did for mine. Did you get anything interesting?
Here I've gotten two. I've gotten two here. Let me, Sarah.
Have you used the Sarah? Haha.
I refuse.
Same. Absolutely.
You did do so, Shannon. For those who don't know, very briefly, put, you know, he's like, you know what? Just give it to me, and then he put the link to mine.
I see that.
And so I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. Like people will clearly see, oh, the five star man. Like that's everyone gets the bit. I logged on to mine. I checked mine later that afternoon, and there was one very clearly for Shannon. Immediately followed by all caps. I can't read. I thought that was going to Shannon Owen.
Oh, man.
It was actually pretty sweet. So I sent a message. It was like, hey, so you might want to...
Oh, holy shit.
Hold on. We got breaking news here.
We got breaking
news. Corbin is cashing in the Money in the Bank briefcase live on the air.
Time out.
Oh, this just got...
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
This is, sorry, folks.
Yeah, sorry.
our youngest daughter who is here with us also is going eight crap right now.
Yeah, I heard
because
her squeal.
This.
That's why I turned around.
She's going Daffy over there.
At first I got kind of nervous that like something had gone wrong.
Something is going wrong.
And here's the thing. She was choking the way her mouth was all puffed up and she's going.
And here's the thing. We all know Jinder is doing the Money in the Bank cash-in sale.
Yep.
Yep.
He is doing it. There it is. Bell.
Bell's on.
Come on. Yep. Come on.
Oh, but Cena's
why
there.
You didn't see him?
No! God.
Sorry. Sorry, folks, but Jinder Mahal just rolled up Baron Corbin. And
well, there goes Baron Corbin.
So much like my reaction to Neville losing the Cruiserweight Championship, is Baron about to get suspended?
what did he say?
I think he was at that rally.
Why did he turn his attention to John Cena? John Cena's not going to stop you.
Yeah, he's not in the match. What does he care?
He's like, oh, get the title. I don't care. I'll get it later.
Yeah.
I mean, that, wow.
That, whoa.
We'll be talking about that tomorrow.
I guess that makes up for him losing to Randy Clean, huh, Asa? He just took Baron's Money in the Bank away.
Billy, what was your Syrah?
Back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Yes. I had one 4 days ago that says, I'd touch your butt.
That was me.
That was
one. It's supposed to be anonymous, Sarah.
And then I got, let me go find it real quick. Let's see. The only other one that was really bad was Eat a Dick. Love you, Playboy. That's been like it for me. Everything else has all been wrestling related.
Wait, he called himself Playboy? Or
yeah, he basically put himself out there. Who said it?
Who said he signed his name?
Yeah,
so you know who it is.
Yeah, I knew who that one was. Okay. Like, I gave you one and you will never know which one mine is, Asa.
Did I send Ace on?
Really?
Yes.
See, because I've gotten a couple that I have like a handful of guesses. I have a handful of guesses.
Oh, no. So I went straight off the script. You will never find mine.
No, I'll tell you what I said. I give zero shits.
Was it the one that did it feature? Did either of yours feature Dalton? No.
Yes.
Because I've gotten
mine did not.
Because I've gotten multiple that featured Dalton. Nope.
Mine did not.
Which one was yours?
It was something about skinny jeans.
Oh, Dalton.
And that you're a terrible friend.
I assumed that was yours.
I was like, stop letting Dalton wear skinny jeans. You're a terrible friend.
I read that and I was like, okay, this is either Sarah or Roger. I'm siding with Sarah because I don't think Roger would use this.
Mine, I will make you find mine.
Okay.
Before I tell you.
I can almost guarantee you that mine would be full of creepy, inappropriate things that I just don't want to hear because that's what most of my Facebook messages are.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. One member of the Podzilla 1985 cast, former or current, has an obsession with you. And talks about you all the time and wants to marry you and just thinks you were the hottest thing in the world. I can't say who it is.
Well, he's not wrong.
I want to put this out there.
She's not wrong, whatever.
Is it Hunter Hendrick's dog?
It is not Parker. Parker loves his bed.
Damn it.
That's all he wants.
Parker would love my Cookie Monster because they look exactly the same.
They do.
It would make beautiful babies.
I love Chihuahua. Do you love Chihuahuas?
I love my Chihuahua.
Because that's the only one that matters. Screw you, Parker. Yeah.
I want to see that match at CCW.
It would probably turn into Wild Kingdom pretty quick.
Yeah.
As dogs are.
As they're wont
to do.
So do you have a message for your mystery suitor, if he's listening right now?
No.
The message is no.
The message is no.
Hard pass.
Stop. Okay, that's my bit.
I'm just getting hyped for this Parker cookie match.
I know. I'm still trying to like
all 8 pounds of them in the ring
Corbin
together at the same time.
That's the wrestling
mind.
Weight. That's the wrestling weight.
Cookie Monster weighs about 3, maybe 4 pounds. He's tiny.
And then it fades to black. So that did happen, folks.
And now Shooter, starring Ryan Phillippe.
Is he my mystery suitor?
Ryan Phillippe?
Yeah.
I wish.
if he was a current or former member of the PZ85 family, that'd be pretty awesome. We can claim him, right? Like, there's no.
I mean, until he says
close
otherwise.
Close personal friend.
Yeah. One of my best friends in life is Anthony Scaramucci. And until he says otherwise.
That's a fact.
Yeah. Me and the Mooch go way back.
That's what I hear.
Mark Wahlberg and I are getting married. He just doesn't know yet.
Do you like Mark Wahlberg or do you like John Cena, who I call Big Mark Wahlberg? Because they look so much alike.
That's pretty accurate.
And they're both Boston.
Boston.
Yeah. Boston.
Park the car.
I
still have to go with Mark.
Didn't we see Big Mark Wahlberg in that movie you did with The Rock?
Yeah, the one where Sam Jackson was in it too.
Yeah,
it was,
like they were just they were selling
the
drugs.
Cops.
No.
Not Aim for the
The other guys?
Yeah, no, Aim for the Bushes. Yeah.
No, it was neither one. No, The Rock and Mark Wahlberg, they did a movie together where they were They were powerlifting guys.
Pain and Gain, No Pain,
Pain, Pain and Gain. I believe that's it. Yeah.
Dude, I forgot about that. That's based on a true story.
Yes, it is.
They got sued over that movie.
Did they really?
Because the family of the person that survived watched it and was like, that's not how it happened. And sued them, yeah.
Yeah, so
we forgot about that. Because that's when The Rock got jacked.
Oh, super. Him and Mark Wahlberg both. That's the reason why you bring up, you know, jacked up. I'm like, he did get jacked up with The Rock.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was a thing.
So jacked. Look, a real jacked.
Talking about the, we mentioned on Nerd Up, the first pictures for Josh Brolin as Cable came out. And Rusev's tweet was, I fully support wellness testing in Hollywood. Let's start with Josh Brolin.
Did it end with hashtag Machka?
I don't think it did.
Because it should have.
He might have hit that that character limit, unfortunately. So that could have been. So what are you doing in? I know you're doing the MEW tapings. Do you know what the matches you guys are going
to
be doing?
No, not a single clue. Haven't even asked that to you yet to see. He messaged me last week. He's like, hey, are you Roger or Sarah free on the 19th? Yeah, I am. Roger is. Sarah has prior commitments, but yeah. He's like, okay, you're booked. Okay. That was about the end of that conversation. We haven't spoke since. So I could, you know, cancel right now. He might never know. But no, that's it. I have no idea. I know it's me and Roger against a team. And the only one that I know down there is, Alan Steele and some other, I think it's like, Hard Cage or something along those lines, because it's one of the bigger tag teams. Then Beer 30, so it might be one of those two that we face. I don't know. He might just give us somebody like Marco to kill.
Mm-hmm. That could be a thing too.
Because Marco goes down there with us too. So because he only lives like 45 minutes from where Tattoo and those guys run that show.
Okay.
So he just like walks.
Well, he's not old enough to drive himself yet.
Exactly. So. No. And he's like, man, getting on the freeway with my trike. No, my big wheel. Yeah, it's just not a thing.
Is it ever weird for you guys to wrestle and like stride with like recently you were teaming up with JD before you turned?
Yes.
You were teaming up with JD and then you go to CCW and JD's on the opposite side, and I'm sure you guys run into people you wrestle with all the time and you're good one place, bad one place, you're on teams one place, against each other the other place. Does it ever get weird or you ever get mixed up or anything and wonder, do I hate him here? Or anything like that? Or like you with Megan when you two going against each other in CCW so much, but then in Stride, you know, you're a good guy. She was the bad guy, actually.
It was Bizarro Land, wasn't it?
Yeah. Does that ever mess with your heads at all?
No, not really.
Not weird seeing, like, especially with JD, because he's just so cute.
He's very pretty.
He is.
He's got that little, he's got that baby face.
And see, luckily, I am, I am not in Bizarro Land anymore. Everywhere I go, I have been privileged enough to now be heel, except for what could potentially be one new place, and I still haven't heard quite yet on how that might work out. So, yeah, not quite sure. That'll be another TV deal, so that'll be fun too. I just haven't quite heard on what I will potentially be. But right now, I'm heel everywhere, so I'm not in Bizarro Land.
Thank goodness. Is actually Bizarro Land for me, because as long as I've known you, you've been face everywhere we went, except for this last year.
Yep, this last year, literally.
I had seen him heel one time.
But now in CCW, now you're the bad guy. You've been the bad guy since the beginning, but Sarah, yes. Now you're the fan reaction you got at the last show.
I was so, I almost cried. I did. I almost cried a little.
Yes. Do you want to apologize to Jason on this?
No, I'm not going to apologize to Jason.
Did you guys hear the show Jason was on?
I listened to the show and how he said that I didn't have faith in him or I didn't trust his decision, which is not exactly true. It's not that I didn't trust his decision. I just didn't expect the crowd to react the way they did. I didn't know that it would work for me. Not his idea. Me. So, Jason.
That's what
I
you
really
get.
I really didn't think it would work. I was like, that's not going to work. It's the way he pitched it to me at first. I'm like, okay. But, you know, I'm business. I've done everything I've been asked to do. So, and it worked like a charm.
You said you like being babyface more.
I do like being babyface. It's a little more fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong, it's fun calling people turds. And
you're so good at being antagonistic.
Making small children cry.
Yeah.
It's fun, but I like being face. In ring-wise, it's easier.
And like, because you talking to how, you know, you being heel everywhere now is kind of Bizarro Land, because whenever that was the first time that Dalton and I went to Stride, was because you're just like, no, you think he's good as a heel. Like, come watch him be a babyface and Stride. Like, you do that?
Yeah.
Like, that's, right? Yeah. That's,
because
that doesn't seem right.
She's absolutely correct. I mean, since day one that I started doing this, I've been babyface everywhere except one place. Mm-hmm. And that was quite literally a one-off. And it was quite literally one show because we kind of shut it down.
Was that was the one that you guys got to show, like, the whole...
That was a thing, yeah.
Is this the one that Matt Westbrook always talks to me about? Was it in Carbondale?
No, this one was the one in Metropolis.
Metropolis, okay.
Yes, for DODPW. We were kind of doing an invasion angle of ICAW into DODPW. We set myself and two others in the crowd to antagonize the other turds that came out of the locker room to the point to where we instigated a fight with them. And it got to a serious heated debacle to the point to where a fan actually laid their hands on Dalton Diamond. Mm-hmm. I know you guys might recognize him from Stride.
Mm-hmm.
A fan, because they didn't have a barricade or anything, like no caution tape, no nothing up whatsoever to protect us from them. Very little security either. So this lady, as Dalton was walking past her, just blasted him in the face. And I was actually ahead of Dalton. I think Sarah and Matthew was just a little bit behind us, so I'm not sure if they caught it. But I seen it happen, like, literally out of, like, my peripheral vision for the most part. And I just turn around, and I'm fixing to punch something I know up until I turn around and see that it's a lady in probably maybe her mid to late 50s in a muumuu.
He's not exaggerating.
I wish I was, but she was there in her muumuu with her husband who was in a wheelchair sitting next to her.
You can't make this up.
No, she had brought him to watch the show, and because Dalton popped something off to him and her, it pissed her off, so she clocks him, and here I go to protect my friend. I just turned like I'm about to just clock some, and it's her.
And then you clocked her.
I really should have. But needless to say, she was my bitch for the rest of the evening.
There were words.
There was a lot of words.
The fact that the show just continued, like, so it for did, the rest of the yep. night, like, oh, that mm-hmm, seems
oh, no,
like.
No, they didn't put it. No, no.
New,
it's not Missouri. Did he kick her out for that?
Nope. No. Nope. Let her sit right there during just the match the for the rest spot. Of the show. Sit. And, I mean, any chance I got, I would just berate her with every fiber of my being to a point where I was physically actually crying. I was berating her so much. And finally, I was able to kind of half calm down because I would get to, like, a neutral corner away from her, and then it would just piss me off more. So, wham, I just beeline right over there to her and just, ah! With everything in me. And then finally we were able to get through the match and everything. And I got to the back and I go out back and Sarah and I's out there and we're cooling off. And then sure enough, it's intermission and like fans are able to come around the corner and see where we can kind of come in and out. So fans can walk right around there and see us. Mm-hmm. And I'm pacing. And so here come these little thoughts, these little turd girls just, hey, hey, hey. No. You really want some of this after what I just did to that? All right, let's go, you little shits. So here we went with them. I'm like, and one of them was on the heavier set side, and I got her with a good one, which is one of my favorites. I'm like, you know what? I bet your fat ass used to have a chip on your shoulder before you ate it. That one was one of my favorites that I got her with, and that was pretty close to the end of me getting them, so... That's the only one that I really remember that kind of stuck out because that was kind of like the nail in the coffin to get them to leave us alone and let us kind of cool off.
Well, it was the middle of summer. It's literally a chicken coop. Literally.
Behind a Mexican restaurant, which legit held the food.
It was steel, what do you call that, paneling?
Mm-hmm.
A steel paneled pole barn. No insulation. No airflow.
Hell.
So yeah,
it had purgatory. A little swinging door to where we could go outside to the 97 degree heat, which was actually a relief.
Yeah, so as awkward as that is,
I always wondered. And you mentioned that how do you pick your victims? Like, because so many people are yelling at you, so many people are taunting you, and they want to get in your face. How do you pick? That's the person I'm gonna. Because Billy and both of you, I've seen Sarah when the kids especially start taunting you, you get on them so well, and I crack up
I
every
love
time.
The children.
And Billy, I remember, what was it, Asa and Allie, a couple of two or three shows ago, there was one kid that you stood over there for 10 minutes berating.
Oh, up in the about, like, yeah, up in the balcony area.
To the point we're all looking at our watches going, all right, Billy, kid's gonna be in bed soon. So how do you pick, like, from all the people that are yelling at you, how do you pick that's the person I want?
I usually go for the kids because they're easy to pick on.
You can
either the kids or some cracked out old lady who's babbling nonsense, or I'll find whoever has the least amount of teeth. And I use that, which is really difficult to do in Tennessee because they're all kind of.
They all kind of look the same.
They're all winners.
It's okay. Yeah. I'm healed down there. I can say that.
Now for me, it's totally different. I want to go for the guy that's sitting on his hands, not doing anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that I want to go for because everybody else who's closer, those guys have already probably been interacted with by the matches before me. Mm-hmm. I want to go for the guys that are in the back row. I want to make sure they get their money's worth. So I'm going for them, you know, and hopefully get them to come up and interact with me, which, like you said, that kid came from quite literally the balcony.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because as I was walking in front of you guys in that corner right there where the entranceway is, I just see out of my peripheral vision, I just see people just standing up there in the bleachers, which are the cheap seats. So I screw you guys up there, cheap seats, you cheap bastards, you know, kind of deal. And then one of them decided, oh, I'm going to be Billy Badass and come down there. And like, wasn't he pretty close to actually taking his shirt off and trying to do something?
I mean, he looked like he wanted to fight you.
Yeah. And I was begging for it because I came up and over, you know, wanting to, because I would have drug his ass right over there with me. And there would have been 20 dudes stomping a mud hole in his ass after I was done. So yeah, that would have been a good one. And the other one happened during, it was Roger and Brandon. Oh,
that's Broadway. Yeah. That's the thumping of Broadway.
No, I was just, my children are being awfully
quiet. It was the match between Roger and Brandon. I believe it was their first one-on-one encounter before the tag match. Not the last, of course, CCW show, but the one before. There was a gentleman that had been giving Roger nonsense. You know, I went out there with him and everything. And there was a gentleman in about the fourth row that was just talking, just blah, 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 talking smack. And I'm like, you know what, Roger, you're already in the ring. Let me handle this one for you. And sure enough, I know Sarah remembers, and I'm not sure if you guys do, but at the Lawless show, there was a gentleman that I got a giant swig of water as I'm going to the back.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He was, you know, talking smack, so I gave him the Iggy. I shot the water on him kind of deal. And, well, that guy, sure enough, is sitting right there in that corner that I spit the water on. So I'm going to the barricade to go after the guy who's in the fourth row talking shit. I go after him. And as he actually gets up and is coming to me, that guy tells him, hey, you better not mess with him. He will spit water on you. Then as he gets to me, goes, if you spit anything on me, I'll call the cops on you.
Was Jay Wellington Beauregard?
Was it
Beauregard?
I know. No, it wasn't. Like, if it was Jay Wells.
Yeah. A little more high-pitched than that.
Yeah. I mean, I would feel I could have, you know, sucked Jay Wells on that guy, and Jay Wells would have just murdered him. But yeah,
he's crazy.
Yeah, for some reason, it pissed me off to no end, to the point to where I'm like, really? And this was my exact verbiage to him, and I'm sorry that I used this, Jason and Kim, but I'm like, you're a freaking pussy. That was my exact verbage, you know, to him.
I think you're adding words to the Bible.
No, it's a different version of the Bible than I am. Yeah.
It's Shane's version.
But, that was my, and I walked away. But what I did was I come around on the other side of the corner post to where I could just lean on and just stare at him, because he didn't walk away. He stayed right there. And begged me to come back and talk more crap to him. And I'm like, no. And I just kept looking on. No. I ain't going to give you the satisfaction, pussy. Go sit your fat ass back down. And finally, I guess he did finally get upset and went and sat back down. Because at that time, Jeff is like, hey, man, you need to get the hell out of here. I'm like, I'm leaving when I'm good damn ready, Jeff. Leave when I'm ready. You're lucky I am ready.
It just so happens in this exact moment.
Okay, so I got one more question. I got one more question, and then I'm sorry.
No, you're
you mentioned that I got a jelly. Can we talk about jelly for just one second? Is that over? Is that officially over? Or does he still give you shit?
Were you not at the last show?
Have you not seen the video of me flipping his table? Have you not seen that?
Table. Well, that's why I asked. I saw that. So my first thought was it was either A, okay, so they're kind of cool and he's in on this, or B, goddamn, Billy. You just flipped and
both are accurate.
Oh,
because when we went to Denny's afterwards, I went to the bathroom to wash my hands. When I rounded the corner back into that little room they had us in, like he was in the doorway, and I was just like, "Oh no!"
Well, the
like, don't come I don't. I just want some eggs. Don't make me fill out a police statement tonight.
The first shows we ever went to, I just remember Jelly standing up and walking over and staring at you.
And the fact that he was able to stand up, walk, and stare at me is miraculous. Well, and then thank you. God.
The immediate follow-up of just the constant like Facebook provocations between the two of you was
It would still go on today. It still goes on to this day. He still tries.
Do you get people trying to provoke you out of the shows like very often? Like people messaging you or anything like that?
He probably does.
Facebook messages.
He's a lot meaner than I am.
That's accurate. Facebook messages, I do get a couple. Like I had a 13-year-old. Didn't know he was 13, but before I just laid into him in Messenger, I like checked his profile and like was able to find, you know, how old the kid was. And I'm just like, no, I'm just going to delete that one. But out in public, there's never been anything really happen. I mean, you know, Sarah and I, we come over here for the most part pretty often, and I always wear either something, as you see I'm wearing tonight, CCW shirt, or even my own. Mm-hmm. Or some sort of wrestling shirt, just kind of out in public. And there was actually a couple of CCW fans caught us at Target whenever we seen you.
Yeah.
And I think it was Lindsay. I think you guys were Pokemon hunting or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Target, really?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
They're everywhere. I could turn mine on right now and catch a gang.
I also never got
into
that. I did.
But there was about three fans in there whenever I initially walked in. You guys were in the bathroom, and I just come around the corner, and I'm just kind of waiting by the checkouts, and I was recognized there, and they were just like, dude, we freaking love you. You're one of the reasons why we come, you and Pinnacle. I mean, you guys are awesome. Thank you for doing what you do. And I'm just like, thank you for your money.
Be gone now?
Yeah, be gone. Be gone. Thank you. I appreciate it. Buy my merch.
So,
buy my merch.
Because that was my first like CCW thing. Was just that opening segment of the Pinnacle. First person out is Jeff O'Dell. Immediately behind him is you, holding up your 8x10, screaming, "Buy my merch!" Like, how loud is this human being?
But, very.
A couple. I mean, it's been like probably two or three. I don't remember. It might have been one of the Stride shows. But we talked about. When you're a heel, because it was something on Facebook about everybody wants to be the cool heel, but no one wants to do the real heel stuff.
Yeah, I believe that was the thing that I shared of Al Snow.
Yeah. Yep. So I just it's fascinating to me to see like how you're able to strike that balance of okay, I want the crowd to boo me. Like this reaction when I want people to hate me. I want to start a riot. Like if I can get this show closed because they all want to kill me, that's my goal. But my other goal is like, boy, if they bought a t-shirt, that would be awesome.
That'd be neat.
And to me, like, that just seems so like working against yourself. So how do you find that balance of, I don't know, like being able to be profitable merch wise?
I don't know why you're pointing at me. I don't have any t-shirts.
It's my hint for you to start.
Yeah.
She saw the light. The light, Sarah Summers.
We got to get that sweet off there.
Yeah.
That's Jeff's bit. He can have that.
Do you find that the people, the smart quote unquote fans in the crowd, the ones that are in on it, that know that, you know, you're performing, you're a performer, they're the ones that buy your shirts more than the little kid that legitimately, and I say this and I'm about to contradict myself, the little kid that thinks wrestling is real and hates you won't go anywhere near your merchandise because they hate you. But then I remembered at the show in, was it Ali Chaffee
Halloween
or Delta, when they came dressed as you,
which
was super cool.
Yeah.
So I just don't know what I'm saying now.
And let's be honest, you know, I still have the photo of Jeff and myself with that kid because we were the match right after intermission. That kid won.
Yeah.
That kid won that costume contest.
He had the plaid elbow pads and everything.
He had everything. And there was a, if I remember correctly, I think there was a Hollis Giroux out there. I know that there was a Jake Durden.
Yeah, there was a Durden because they were brothers.
That actually was Hollis Giroux.
Yeah.
Oh, he just walked out there.
Yeah, I have no doubt. And that small child won that dressed up as
me. He won via crowd applause.
Crowd applause. Yes.
Yeah.
So. And, I mean, if that tells you something, and they even liked him back then.
And that's the
try
thing
to feed him M&Ms.
Oh man, yeah,
feed is a strong word.
Yeah, it was a force feed with those things. But I mean, I personally do my best to try and keep myself in a gray area. Mm-hmm. And just to kind of prove that point, I want to bring up my Facebook Messenger for you guys, because as you guys know, myself and Brian Giroux.
Yeah.
Brian Giroux is a turd.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Real big turd. He is on Scott Jelly with me as far as things go. Well, you know, I put up that one message telling him, you know, look, watch yourself. You're about to cross some steps that you don't want to.
I had people messaging me asking me, dude, yes, like, is Billy going to kill him?
Yeah.
Like, you have to watch.
Yeah. So here is, here is the first one that I got, August 9th at 10:21 a.m. Are you really going to beat that dude up? That was the first one, that I got. The next one. Right there's where I talked to a couple other folks. Those don't matter much.
Those were your messages, Dalton. For the record.
This one is from August 9th at 11:04. The thing with the fan, is that a shoot? There's that one. And then, one of my favorite ones is this one right here. This one was at, 10:28 a.m. Is that message to that Brian guy a work? And he says, because I can't always tell with you.
That's a compliment.
That is what I go for. Mm-hmm. I want to just be that weird area is like, okay, I know what wrestling is, but this freaking guy, you know, that's
what I go for too.
That's
sometimes I have a hard time telling.
The greatest thing that my girlfriend can tell me is that she never knows when I'm portraying something or if I'm being legitimate. I love that. That is the best thing in the world.
I've lived with him for 7 years. Sometimes I still don't know.
It's just that gray area is just, it's a fun place to be because you got so much creative freedom to just do whatever. And that's what I do. I do whatever I want because I know creatively, whatever I do, I know how I can go from there to here or here or here or here or wherever I need to and keep whatever I have going intact, however I need it to. So as far as the merch thing that you were talking about and everything, I sold out of youth sizes before I sold out of adult.
Yeah, very first run. All we have left is 3X.
Yep. That's all the sizes I have left in this Billy Hills, the Hook'em design. That's all I have left is 3X. And I have more people asking for youth sizes for their kids than I do adult sizes at this point. Whenever SEMO Imprints came and was doing them on site, I sold the most. I sold more than the CCW shirts. I sold the most. Even then. Even now. Me, as the evil son of a bitch that I am, I still sell the most in kids, adults, whatever it may be. Now, mind you, of course, the adults are, as you said, the smart ones. Mm. I'm sure.
Some of them.
But the fact that I'm still going out there and I am berating people, even the adults, the kids, but the kids still want my stuff, it makes me feel good because you know, one, the parents are like, hey, look, you know, they are kind of wising them up, which kind of sucks, but it's like, okay, so they know that what I'm saying, unless they actually are adopted, then that's kind of, you know, because I will hit a kid with that one, you know, ooh, you look like me. You sure you ain't mine? You know, I'll hit a kid with that one. Just the fact that the parents can trust me and my character, my given to buy their kids a shirt of me and to potentially wear that thing to school makes me feel good.
Do you ever worry that you're going to go too far when you're out there? And by proxy, do you think Ken, Jason, Lee, and Barry, their worry that you might go too far is unfounded?
Oh, absolutely. Every time I come, I mean, you guys know Sarah and I, before, you know, now that she has turned face and everything, we always come through the front door.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That always worries me because I've already gotten banned from one side of that arena. You guys don't know this.
We did not know that. Can you tell us?
Yes. Sort of, kind of. There is just, as soon as I come through the front door, there's just one area that I cannot go whenever I come through the front door.
Mm-hmm.
There's just one area I can't go that way because I scared the ever-living hell out of them. So I can't go that way. I have to go around them. So I will leave it at that. But I legit scare the ever-living hell out of them. So she does not want me to go that way. So I go around the other. So that's the only part that ever really kind of worries me because, of course, I'm right there with you guys. You guys know how strict Missouri is. If any kind of physical altercation ever happens, you'll never see me over there again.
Right.
So that's the only part that really worries me. But they trust me and know that I will never go too far without asking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have come up with some dumb shit you guys don't know about that I've tried to kind of get put in. And they're like, no, you cannot play with Fire Farmer. You can't do that. I wish that I was joking, but that was a conversation that myself and Jason had.
Who did you want to set on fire?
I'm Jason. Curious. Vaughn.
Okay.
I wanted to throw a fireball in his face. And I still do.
Who doesn't want to throw a fireball in Jason Vaughn's face?
That's accurate. Yeah. But, yeah, that was a conversation that I had. And lucky enough, I've gotten plenty of messages from, you know, Barry and Lee and those guys saying, look, man, if we didn't have faith that you would not cross that line, we wouldn't have you back.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that because it's protecting this right here. Protecting this brand on this hat and this shirt. That's what it's all about. And they feel that if I wasn't a good representation of it or that I would cross that line, they wouldn't have me. Would I ever cross it? Yeah. Absolutely. If I meant that it would make good money in doing so. It's the only way I would ever really cross that line. So if you gave me a gun and told me to shoot this baby seal, and told me I can make $1 million doing it. Sorry, baby seal, but I'm about to wear you as a new pair of shoes.
Allie, do you have a follow-up to that?
Allie's frowning. They're slippery.
Yeah. I'm sure there's somebody out there who can make me a new pair of shoes out of its hide. But, yeah, I mean, I always kind of worry about it. It's always in the back of our minds like, oh, man, if I do this, how much trouble will I get into? I better not do it if I'm even questioning myself. You know, and it's always a thing that you also have to worry about whenever you're posting stuff on, you know, social media too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You also got to worry about that so much.
We've run into a situation recently where there's a particular person, won't name names, who is a fan who has posted some stuff that we very much disagree with about recent events.
Mm-hmm.
And now we find ourselves in a position of we can't really respond to them the way we want to. As semi-representatives of CCW.
Yes.
I am sure you guys run into that all the time, much worse than we do.
Oh, absolutely. Hon, you go ahead and, because I know you have your feelings about that one with all the, let's just put it out there. It's about the Charlottesville stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's just put it out there. You know, it sucks. It's crap.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you don't know about people getting beat with tiki torches?
Oh, I saw the tiki torch thing.
Yeah.
Where they had the sign on it on Facebook and it says, don't use our tiki torches for Nazis or for racist stuff, you Nazi assholes.
Well, here, just to catch you up, down in Charlottesville, people are, of course, berating with tiki torches down the road and beating people up with them.
I personally blame myself for this because if I would host that Saturday show and tell the news, everyone would know.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. But
I try not to pay attention to things that go on.
It's depressing. It is.
Yeah.
I don't need that negativity in my life.
Yeah, and I'm right there, but unfortunately with social media being the way it is, it's very hard to ignore.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely correct with...
I don't think Sarah's got a problem.
Yeah, Sarah's like, yeah, I'm good.
I've managed to ignore it, apparently.
Of course, and that's good.
Wait, who's president?
Right.
Well, I know who's president.
Yeah, and we all know who that one is, but with us, and now you guys know, it's just not a thing that you can respond with the way that you would like to. It's one of the things you have to bite your tongue and you have to just let it go.
And we're not good at that generally. That's kind of what we built the podcast on originally.
Exactly.
It was not biting our tongue.
Yeah. But now being a representation of something, being a part of a brand, you got to.
Yeah.
You have to. And I see so many fellow wrestlers commenting and saying stuff about this that I just want to private message them and say, shut the up. Do you have any idea?
Censor himself.
Do you have any idea what you are doing to yourself? Because there's a reason why I shared Jason's last that he did with you guys. Because he's absolutely correct. He said he would go back and check your social media just to see what kind of, you know, stuff you put up and if you'll be a good reputation of his brand if he brings you in. And because you are commenting and saying all this, 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 and this about that, you are screwed. Probably. Shut up. Bite your tongue. Don't say nothing about it. Move on. Post a picture of a puppy. And be done. It can be that simple. I have yet to comment about it on any kind of social media whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I never will.
Me either.
Nope. It's not going to happen.
Mostly because I had no idea. I saw the Tiki Torch memes, but I'm like, what is all this shit?
That's how Lindsay is. Lindsay, she says she would rather fill her life with happy things because why not enjoy it? So she gets her news from me. I tell her, you know, I could lie to her and completely warp her if I wanted to. I choose not to. Yet.
Jumping back real quick, because you said something that interests me. Like, you talking about, like, you're able to walk that line.
Mm-hmm.
And you're both very, like, clearly you're just very comfortable with your characters either place. Like, even, I remember in Stride, the Pinckneyville show in Stride, when you came out and you were, the first time Dalton, I think it was the first time we either you were billed from there or we noticed that you were billed from Amazon Island. And Dalton's just like, Amazon Island, and just without missing a beat, cause you had it ready, was just the other side of the island.
Yeah, the other side.
Like,
the other side.
How long did it take for you to get that comfortable with your character? Like, cause I know, like, the current versions that we see, you know, you've mentioned, it's your personality is just amplified a little bit. But, like, is that how it started? Like, when you first kind of, cause you've been doing this for so long, but, you know, did you start as kind of that, or did you try to do a totally, like, different person to?
No, not really. Sarah Summers is not really that different from Sarah real life.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just me without a censor, without a filter, or channeling my cheerleading skills or whatever I need to do. It's just me turned up.
So you were a cheerleader?
Once.
Let's hear about that.
8th grade.
Really?
Yeah.
I have video.
That's all
of
I have
this.
To say.
You
about
have video
that.
Of
this? I have video of this. I will
I
not.
I was actually the mascot in 6th.
There it is! Bang, bang, bang!
That's what he's talking about. I was the mascot.
Was the best Cardinal I'd ever seen in my life.
We were the Shawnee Elementary North Cardinals.
More or less embarrassing than Austin and Nikki being on Jerry Springer.
No.
I'm not embarrassed.
No.
Exactly.
I'd show it to you right now if it wasn't on VHS. Pretty sure you don't have that format in here.
I don't know. I'm seeing some old Ataris and everything else up in here, so I'm sure they probably have one somewhere.
We didn't have Overwatch.
Yeah, have you Overwatch. Screwed that up for my kids. Children That's the reason why you're getting me mugged right now. Yeah.
They are so bored right now.
Mm-hmm.
Are you an avid video game player, sir?
Or is it I just am Billy? A Mario. My video game knowledge doesn't extend much past Mario.
As you saw me playing Sonic earlier, you didn't seem impressed. Because I know Billy.
Because even you got pissed off and quit playing.
It was making me motion sick. I can't hit all the spinning and up and down, and I can't do the 3D or the first person shooter stuff because I will vomit.
3D World was fun to get through.
I can't. 3D World wasn't bad.
It wasn't that bad.
It was the what was it on 64?
Mario 64.
Yeah, I could not handle that.
What's your favorite Mario game? I'm just curious. I'm a big Mario fan. That's my favorite. Mine too.
Mario 3.
Absolutely. AKA the best game ever made.
I think that is a world-renowned favorite, I believe.
Favorite. That was when they first came out where he had the little tail and he could fly.
But now, for me, yeah, it was real hard to come out of my show.
Did you start as like, because, and the main reason I'm asking is because the picture that, I don't remember which one of you posted.
But of him?
Of like baby-faced Billy, like no facial hair, just.
You look like a backwoods bumpkin, and I wondered, was that what you were going for?
Legitimately, my first thought when I saw it was, who is this person and why is he trying to pretend to be Billy Hills?
Candy!
And then I noticed, there like, because I saw the, it was the, because you posted the picture and I was like, oh, Billy's trying, like, Billy's just showing, like, oh, someone's biting my shtick here.
Oh, no, that's
it.
No.
And then it was, and then I, like, the more I looked at it and then the more I read the comments, it was like, wait, what now?
Yeah.
This is
him.
Actually you.
Yeah. So, fun story. My character back in 2007 is absolutely nothing what you see today. It has evolved, oh God, leaps and bounds from what it used to be. Whenever I first started, of course, I still had the coveralls.
Mm-hmm.
It was no flannel, no elbow pads, wrist tape, and boots. So I was basically chest and gut hanging out, overalls over it, knee pads, and boots. And for those of you listening, excuse what I'm about to say, but I was special needs.
But that was legitimately your character?
That was the character.
Like Eugene Farmer style. Eugene?
Yeah, yes. Kind of. Exactly. And my thing was, I had a bag of toys that I would...
So you weren't kidding when you said what was in the way?
Yeah. No, it was toys.
No, I was not kidding whatsoever. So my original theme music was Cotton Eye Joe. That was the very first theme song that I ever used. Okay? I would come out skipping, you know, just zippity-doo-dah, dippity-day kind of thing, coming out to it. And then I would get into the ring. I would sit down, pour out my toys, and I would just start playing with them. To the point to where the other person would get frustrated. Then, of course, we would start the wrestling bit. So, believe it or not, I was one of the first people to start beating people up on toys and Legos and shit like that. I did that. That was me. No, I digress. It was not me. I wish it was. That would have been awesome.
Was it your idea or the company's idea?
The toys?
Yeah.
That was all me. No, that was all me. I did all of that. Now, did I pick for my character to be that? No. That happened sitting around my living room with myself, my trainer, and Osby Tomlin. Osby Tomlin gave me my name and helped mold that original character to be special needs, coming out there, not knowing how to spell my name, asking for help to spell my name whenever I'm signing autographs and things like that. And it just being just the worst signature ever. I mean, I'm sure that my old training partner probably still has the one of the very first matches that I ever had. It was me and him as a tag team up here in Illinois against both of my trainers. And my character was so excited that my training partner had just did a fancy move and kind of beat up one of my trainers. And I was so excited on the apron that I fell over the top rope. That's what my character was compared to what you see now. And it all involved... I think it was a similar way that we turned you at ICAW. I believe it was a chair shot. It was a bong to the head or it was something along those lines that kind of, you know.
Smacked you normal.
Rattled the cage a little bit.
Exactly. And the bird kind of woke up, I guess you could say, from its nap. And the toys have, of course, went away. I have no idea where those toys and or that bag is, sadly.
Candy.
That was not me.
Candy.
I was not me. That was actually my tag team partner named Backwoods Billy.
Backwoods Billy.
Yep.
Backwoods Billy.
Yep. I was all about toys. He was all about candy. That was our spiel. We were toys and candy, and we were tag team champions.
I have photographic
proof of this where we were tag team champions. If you search Facebook enough, you can find Backwoods Billy Facebook page is still up. And
really?
the picture of it is just candy laying around. It's like a Snickers, a Hershey, something along those lines. It's still a thing. I'm sure you might be able to find it if you're sure. I'm going to find it.
I'm on Facebook right now.
Yeah.
He's looking.
So,
son of a bitch, it's the first thing that comes up right there. There you go. There's the photo of it right there.
Can't confirm from WeTog.
Yep. WeTog.
I remember WeTog.
WeTog, Illinois.
It's still there.
Yeah.
What do you mean you remember? We
I used to live there.
You used to live in Weetal?
Yeah. Year, like when I was really, 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 really young. Because I was born in Caro. So I moved all around in Illinois. Oh,
hey, you're still alive. Good for you.
Well, we got out of Caro really quick. Pretty much right after the birth.
Gotcha. Yeah. That could happen.
I have to drive through there to go to, when I go to Tennessee, you got to go down there and cross the bridge into Kentucky. And
oh, Wycliffe? That used to be that old rickety bridge that would just sway back and forth.
It's still there.
Is it still there?
It's the same bridge.
That's impossible.
Yes. No, it is still there.
Oh, that's terrible.
Rusted it's all fine and dandy going to Tennessee, but when you come home from Tennessee at 1-2 o'clock in the morning.
When it's full on going.
Driving through Caro.
No, thanks.
Caro's not.
You know, there's a couple things. Just, I'm pretty.
Just remember that at one point, they were trying to debate whether or not they wanted to flood Caro and destroy it or keep the homes. And they almost went with flooding it. That's how bad Caro can be.
Didn't they? They did flood it but the debate was between, like, because Caro was such a prominent city, the debate was between do they open the gates at, or do they open the levees at Caro or at, I think it was Paducah.
It was farmland that they destroyed.
It was
instead
farmland.
Of,
yeah.
Oh, was it farmland?
Instead of Caro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to have a really nice Chinese place. It's not there anymore.
They've got a pretty good barbecue joint down there.
Shimwell's?
Yeah.
I have my friends, long story, Kayla Jones, what up? LBVBS. Hashtag.
You can smell it when you drive by if you got the windows.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The,
I'm a sucker for a good barbecue and taco.
Barbecue
taco.
Yes.
Just make it happen.
I'm sorry, Asia. Go
no,
ahead.
I'm on board. Like, I hear barbecue tacos. Like, yes, I can. We can talk about this.
One of Kelly's shows down in, where was that at? Down in Tennessee? Selmer?
Yeah, Selmer.
Yeah, their concession stand had barbecue nachos.
Ooh.
I know they have them over at CCW, and they're really good, but these were the first ones I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually concession stand nachos.
That this looks like people that I would hang out with at my school.
Tag team champions.
Toys and candy.
There he is.
That was
look at
us.
That porn stash, honey.
Yeah, that was a thing.
That's terrible.
I had the Joey Ryan going on at the time.
Nice.
I couldn't get the rest of this.
Ever since I've known him, he's had something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, have you seen
that
the
one day? I've seen that before we met.
There's dang near naked face right
Holy
there.
Holy smokes, that's.
That's almost naked
like
face.
I don't like
right
it.
Right there. And do you see how I got that going on?
That's the character.
It's still,
look
yeah.
how cute you were. Though.
And see, down here at this place, that whole backdrop is at that DODPW place that we're talking about with that lady, you know.
The chicken
Dalton.
Coop.
Yeah, this is at the chicken coop. They turned me into an alcoholic here. And just to prove that point, here is a drunk promo shot with my toy bag and whatever.
Is that
wait, so
a shovel?
Were you
it's
still?
A, it's a wine.
You look like you
thing.
Belong in a Ray Stevens video.
I could have been boogity boogity.
Were you still the kind of touched in the head and drunk?
Uh huh. Yeah. Needless to say, I would just pass out and the match would be over with. That was the gimmick. I would put them in a sleeper hold and then I would pass out.
He would fall asleep.
I would fall asleep drunk. And they would pin me or that'd be it. That was the stick.
So Jason, if you're looking for a new angle for Billy, it's drunken Billy Hills.
But see, special needs Billy Hills did meet Awesome Kong and she was amazing. So that was fun. But yes, I will absolutely do that shtick over again. That was fun.
Maybe if someone hits you too hard in the head, you revert back to it.
Oh, and he then did Jeff this Liddell thing can, with yeah. his hands, like before he locked his hands.
The
were
handyman,
all,
the handyman
always
look.
Like this, and he yeah. go to lock up, and
it's handyman from In Living Color.
Yeah.
That was an inspiration for it.
The first time I saw him, I was like, "Is this legit? Because what's wrong with his hands?
I did it really good.
What's wrong with his hands?
I did it really goodly."
you help with training now, don't you?
Going from that story to
of
Billy Hill.
Because going from that was like one of your first things you mentioned. You like your first match was against your trainer.
Yep.
So now you're helping in stride.
On occasion, yeah. If Tyler ever needs me, absolutely. Mm-hmm. On days of shows, I show up early, and then if any of you guys want to do anything, I help there. I think probably starting next week. There is a gentleman here in town that is wanting to go over mm-hmm. and start that I talked with Tyler with. So probably Tuesday and Thursday next week, if he wants to and is able to, we'll probably be going up there, starting a little, maybe more full time schedule and actually helping. But I hardly ever go up there unless Tyler just absolutely is like, hey man, can you come? Mm-hmm. Because I don't feel like I'm in that position to, you know, do such a thing. I ain't that good. I suck. You know, so I don't feel like, you know, I should be in that kind of role. Because I've not done anything in this business, or else I wouldn't be here talking to you guys. Mm-hmm. You know, or I could be on the way down and I've done something, you know, kind of deal. But yeah, what's that look? Go ahead.
Is that a shot? Yeah, I was in it. I was like, wait a minute.
It is. It's a small shot, unless you paid a lot of money to have me, because that's how they do that up there.
And we've had big stars on this show. I won't tell
me
you.
Me and Sarah
are
right here.
Yeah, it's too long to mention.
The list is too long. We can't. Yeah, we don't want to get into it.
Yeah, it's two people long right here. You're welcome.
Easy, you get us deleted.
Damn it!
That only happened once.
The collar and elbow thing too. Mm-hmm. No one knew that was Al Snow's company.
Nope. He worked everybody,
dude.
Pretty sure Osby knew.
No, because if Osby knew, everyone would have known.
So yeah. So before you knew it was Al Snow, like how did they approach you? Did you approach them? Like how did, cause this is a, like it's a really new thing.
It absolutely is. It is so very new. And, to be honest with you, how it, happened was I seen somebody had shared where they were looking for brand ambassadors and or sponsors. And I'm like, what the heck? I'll ship it out there. Why not? And the email that I sent them, I actually still have right here. This was on June 30th at about 11:10 a.m. This is the initial approach that I sent. Hello, my name is, and this is where I use my real name, which I will not use here. Mm-hmm. Screw you people. You're not that nice.
Hilly Bills.
Send me a private message. I'll tell
Backwards
you.
Billy.
But, I am professionally known as Farmer Billy Hills. I seen where you was looking for athletes, ambassadors, influencers for your collar and elbow brand. I would love to be considered for a sponsor as I have a lot of social network outreach along with a deal with Fight TV that I could wear your brand on as well as be a sponsor on the podcast that I recently started. Here are some of the numbers that I was able to gather today, 6/30/2017 for your consideration. My Facebook friends at the time was 2,459. The page like is at 855 at the time. And then Southern Discomfort at the time was at 65. Instagram was at 592. Twitter 573. YouTube only 106. And then I just ended it with, I look forward to hopefully hearing from you soon. And within, I would say maybe an hour, they're like, yes, we would love to have you. And that was it. They're like, we just need your PayPal information so that whenever you sell a shirt, we can pay you for it. We also need your shipping address so we can send you your shirt, your cards, and then, you know, a sponsorship sticker that you can put on a bag, a car, whatever it may be. They sent all that out. And then, I believe it was on, let me just pull up my Yahoo Mail because I still have all of that stuff saved. I don't delete much as far as emails go. It was on.
While he's looking at that, I want to mention that I did talk to Collar X Elbow before I saw everybody else was joining in it. And I sent them a message as well saying, hey, this is Shannon, because everyone knows my real name, and I'm from this podcast, and we do wrestling stuff, and I think this is cool, and I gave them all my info, and maybe we can work together on something. I'd love to hear from you. And I heard from them pretty quick that said, yeah, hey, give us your name and info and all that, and we'll look into it. And my first thought was, I already did. So I just clicked X on the message and ordered a pizza.
And then it was on July 19th at 9:19 p.m. whenever they sent the, we're launching Collar and Elbow early. That was it. They gave us a payments, gimmick, an info on how we can look at our affiliate dashboard, my promo code, of course, being FBHO5, their website, which was finally up and actually running and not just kind of a thing, what hashtags to use so that they could find it, like it, share it themselves, kind of deal. That was it. So they still kayfabed us up until July 19th. It was, I believe, the next day or the next couple days that they posted the thing with Al Snow.
Mm-hmm. And damn, he looked good.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
I thought that guy should still be in WWE wrestling right now. He looked amazing.
He'd done stuff with TNA not too long ago. Yeah. And it was just like one of those things, like, where have you been?
Yeah.
Like
backstage.
Well, yeah, but it's like, but the cameras are out here, buddy. Like, come on.
This is where you should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, up until the day that they posted that video, nobody had any idea. I had general, you know, Mike at collarandelbow.com, Jared at collarandelbow.com, Ryan at collarandelbow.com. Jared is doing social media. Ryan is the graphic designer. If I want to make a limited edition Farm Billy Hills collar and elbow only design. And then, the other gentleman is, the one that handles, pretty much the accounts, things like that. Mm-hmm. That's all that I had. Then magically wake up. Holy shit. Al Snow's behind this. That was my reaction. I'm just like, this sumbitch kayfabed everybody. What the hell? This is awesome. I'm sharing it everywhere. Everything I can get, I'm sharing it. So yeah, it was an absolute shock, and like, I love it. It's awesome.
It's a great boots on the ground, love of the business kind of thing. You can tell it's not a company corporate driven, we don't know anything about wrestling, we just want to make money on it type thing. Yeah. I mean, Al Snow's a great pedigree to have behind your products.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I mean, right now, I mean, it's seeing so many people being sponsored is just, it's amazing. Like, I've seen podcasters sponsored, so try again.
I don't know. Once there was a particular person that when I saw he got sponsored, I kind of went, maybe I'll leave it to the professionals. I'll just go over here and do my little show.
Yeah. No, I still believe that you could and should. I really do.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because that would be nice, you know, because there's only been a couple locker rooms that I've been in that's actually had the rest of us in there. Because I know me, Marco, Cash.
Mm-hmm. Tattoo.
Tattoo just got his. Mm-hmm. And CeeLo Green.
Yep.
CeeLo Green.
What is that, not his name?
No, that's not his name.
Oh.
You got the first part right.
He had a couple hits.
He did an episode of American Dad too.
Yes.
Wasn't he a hot tub?
Yeah,
a hot
tub. I hated that episode.
I loved it. It was so good. The ending of it was so great. Just the end. Stan's dead.
But yeah, those are the only ones like locally kind of around here that I've seen or sponsored. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody else is, I guess, just kind of everywhere, far off kind of gimmick. So hopefully, cool. You know, you guys sign up, y'all can get some shirts too, and I'll share you.
Did you get to pick your what is it called, the promo code?
Yes.
Did you get to pick what it was? Because mm-hmm. Yep. I saw yours, and then I've seen, like, tattoos is lame as cool. Mm-hmm. I think Marco's.
Cash Borden's is like just cash.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Do you regret coming up with just the FBH, or do you kind of think of like, oh, it should have been turds or something like that?
Because if you look at my social media and you look at hers too, it's consistency.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing everywhere. So people's not having to look for Sarah blah, 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 here and then Sarah Summers here.
I actually thought about changing my name to that.
So it's not necessarily, it's something consistent.
You'd be big underwater.
You could start, should Valley Jake something? Just something and
yeah. So, no, I kept it consistent. You know, the 05 has stuck with me since the day that my daughter was born, which is 2005. So the 05 will forever stick with me in something.
I was wondering what that was.
I was curious about that too.
That's why. Yeah, she was born in the year 2005, just like that one. So with that being said.
That's not far from you.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
Jeff.
Womp.
And nope. I'm getting the stare.
Jeff, you have dressed down tonight.
So, yeah, hence, you know, Farmer Billy Hills and then the year 05 mm-hmm. that she was born. I try and keep that consistent with everything. My Snapchat, my Saraha, Instagram, Twitter, all of that has,
great on pizza.
You know. Yeah, it is.
I still think it's...
Has an 05 attached to it. Even my Xbox Live account, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
2005. Everything. Always have it. Yep. So yeah, I got to pick that, and that was mine. Which, yeah, there's a gimmick that they send you to where you can fill out everything, name, how you want it presented, the whole thing.
Cool.
That you fill out. So,
So one last thing, because I know we're out of time, running out of time, but I know, Sarah, you were just super proud of the match you had this past weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. This is where I step away, because this, yeah.
I have no words. It was just, this is the first time I wrestled Marie Storm at UCW in Union City, Tennessee. First time I've ever been across the ring from her. We tagged a month or so ago at Swag together. And, that kid, I'm telling you. And I can say kid, because she's 18. She's only 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to use my Randy Orton reference that I told you about earlier. If you can't have a good match with Marie Storm, you can't have a good match. She's just that good. And it was so much fun. I've never just been able to go in there with somebody I've never wrestled before.
Best chemistry you've ever had.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not speak, not really talk about anything. Just go out there, be able to look at each other, give little IQs and know what she was going to do or know what she wanted you to do. It was awesome. And I wish there was video evidence.
I was actually getting ready to ask if there was any chance to.
Gunner Lane, the booker up there, is supposed to find it for me. Because they did have a hard cam running. They usually have a camera that goes around the outside, a motion cam, but the guy was on vacation apparently. But there was a hard cam.
Is this the same girl? This is the same girl that Sarge worked with
before? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Because I've heard such good things about her.
I love her.
But I've never got to see her wrestle.
I'm not even kidding. That's the best match I have ever had.
Jason.
I've, like Candy Jewel and I, we can do that, but we trained together. We traveled together. We came in together. Our first match was against each other. So we've got that. We just know each other.
Right.
I didn't know Marie that well. And it was almost the same chemistry. And it was probably the most fun I've ever had in a ring, too.
Because we had only met her, like, what, twice before?
Only met her once.
Was it just at Swag? Mm-hmm. I thought you had met her at that one show where I was training with her.
No, you went to that alone.
Oh, yeah, that was just me and Kelly.
I was somewhere else, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But, yeah, I had never met her before. I met her at Swag. And I ran up and I was like, finally! I'd seen matches of her in a little bit on YouTube and stuff.
I was actually just looking at her on Facebook, and there was pictures that I think Jason took of that match. Yeah,
over and I'm like, I am dying to work this kid.
So the final question for both of you. So she's super, like, 18 years old.
18 years old.
Is there someone that you can think of, and not even necessarily like local or independent, just like someone that you can think of, like, that's someone that I'm going to like keep an eye on. Like there's just something about this person that I want to see more of.
Who's your lock of the month?
Like someone that you think is like they've got it. They've got everything, like what it takes to.
I'm going back to Marie.
Snooting with her.
I will put her over all day long. Because she was very respectful. So, well, what do you want to do? Well, what do you want to do, kid? She's like, no. What do you want to do? Like, we're in this together. She was really respectful. She was sweet. She didn't hit too hard.
That's always a huge plus.
And she was just really good. And if I do boob butts sometimes when I'm a bad guy. I don't know if you saw me do them to Leva, but I did. Instead of a headbutt, it's a
okay.
Boob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I gave her one of those, and I kind of missed, and she hit right here on my collarbone, and you heard it go. And I took her, I was like, ooh, one more. I gave her another one. She's like, no, it's great, it's fine. So she's not going to complain if she gets hit a little. That's my biggest beef with girls. Ew, you hit too hard. Suck it up, princess.
That was
this
on
ain't
her
shirt. Ballet.
I saw. Yeah.
This is not ballet. Well, kind of.
Full contact, like you call it.
Full contact ballet.
It's foot ballet. Get it, football and ballet together. Foot ballet.
Yeah.
Billy, what about you?
There you go. Yeah.
Segue. Yeah. Very nice.
Seamless.
Segways are illegal.
Unlike Magnum TA, I can get away with it.
See, I just did that.
Which, the rematch is September 2nd, by the way, if anybody wants to drive down to Union City, Tennessee and see round two
Sarah Summers.
You know, we've been talking
Storm.
About going to the other, because we've had invites from Sarge. We've had invites from Austin Lane to go to Arkansas. We need to do that sometime. Just make a road trip and see some places.
Yeah. That's kind of on you, you turd. You turd. Don't socialize with none of us outside of this. So.
Half of that's, honestly, half of that's her fault.
That doesn't change how you interact with other people. Going to the shows, it might be, but.
No. No.
I like how you're looking at Billy like, yeah, see? I told you so.
No. No. Now, who do I think?
Yes.
Yes.
Who are you keeping your eye on?
Two. There's two. JD and Garrett.
Yes.
Dexter. Yep.
Yeah.
Those two.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Those, Dexter and Dora, as I just refer to him by his real name, Garrett. I don't care.
we've established jokes.
As soon as he finally finds what that character is and or finds whoever he wants to be in this and gets a little bit of size to him because he's pretty little, he will do amazing things. JD is already there. I had a conversation with him at the last Stride show because it's just some things that I wanted him to, and this was honestly a bit of a test because I tried it a couple times. Of just some things I wanted him to do in the match. And he's like, no, I don't think that I want to. Okay, good.
Like you were feeding him ideas that probably weren't the best, like this wasn't
you
really going to work.
You speak up and say
or
no.
Or if you would just go with whatever the veteran in the match tells you to do.
And then I just kind of, you know, just... Phew. And then came back and I'm like, okay, man, so this is the idea that I got. I want to do this, and the opening. He's like... No, I don't want to do that. Good.
Was he flexing in a mirror while he was singing?
No. Combing his mustache?
Yeah, the little mustache comb he got from Chuck E. Cheese.
And here's the thing. It's if I was actually being legit about what I was asking him, I would have been a little bit more pissed off and would have had a different conversation, he and I. But it wasn't, you know, trying to see if he would tell me no or not. It was just trying to see if he had gotten a little bit smart after he hurt himself. That's what it was.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he passed. So I'm hoping that now, if it's a true testament and I read that right, that he could potentially be maybe getting it. That match right there didn't really need what I was asking for him to do. So hold that stuff. Wait it out. I think now after that initial injury that he just got this last time at 0-1 that he might finally, hopefully, be getting what I've always expressed. Save it. Save your body.
Don't kill yourself now. Wait till you get to the WWE for your kids.
Because you hear it, our bump card is as big as this cell phone. And if you look at it that way, technically this cell phone is very small. This is only about, 6-7 inches? It's not very big. It's not very long. Yeah. So
makes me look great by comparison, though.
How you doing?
Wow.
Yeah. So with that being said, this is our bump card. That ain't very big. So you got to make sure that our bump and our lifespan lasts as long as that.
That's why I don't bump very much.
Mm-mm. And people say, oh, man, he's a fat ass, so he doesn't bump. That ain't the case at all.
JD's in great shape.
Yeah, I wouldn't care if I was in JD's shape. Same. Mm-mm. Nope, because I'm going to save myself for the job that I want, and that's at either Global Force or WWE. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saving my bump card for, is for that, to where I actually get paid a lot of money to do this.
I honestly would rather see, like, both of you. I'd rather see you in Global Force than I know WWE pays better, but I feel like you would have so much more freedom to really entertain in Global Force, you know?
Probably. But here's the thing. I slightly see it differently. You can do that at WWE. What the hell are they going to do when you're live out there? What are they going to do?
Not put you live next week?
It's sink or swim, but if you succeed.
But if it works,
If it works, they
How many of those guys do you see?
That's the brass ring argument.
Even John Cena has said this. You just sometimes just got to go out there and just freaking do it.
Yeah.
You see so many guys from there come down here and do like what we're doing here and say the exact same thing. Sometimes you just got to go out there and just do it. You just got to. if that's what it takes to get you noticed, you just got to sometimes. If you can create yourself just a little bit of buzz, just a little bit of spark, that's all it takes. That's all it takes.
Well, thanks for coming on, guys.
Yeah.
First time ever.
First time ever.
It is.
Great to have you here, Sarah, for the first time.
Thank you, Billy's Shannon, been here for before. The first time.
Roger said that he wasn't invited.
I told him it was a face thing, and he wouldn't.
Well, and Billy just, like, he was just like, I want to come back on. It's like, okay.
Does Roger not have good mode? He's just bad guy?
Oh, no. It's not that at all. Like, what I told Asa, like, I did not know that Dalton was going to be in St. Louis for whatever, you mm-hmm. know, he's doing. I know he's trying to help a girl move or whatever. I did not know that that's where he was going to be. Mm-hmm. So I kind of figured, okay, well, I can get my podcast done with JR and get that going. And then you can sit down with Sarah and do this. And then as a conglomerate, maybe do PWU. That mm-hmm. way you guys wouldn't have to do anything tomorrow. I could take a night off.
That would be nice.
That was kind of my thought process and everything. But since we're man short, and of course Roger also is not here, mm-hmm. then hence why we're doing yours, and then you have to come back tomorrow and do PWU.
But Roger, you absolutely have an open invitation. Anytime you want to come on and just sit down and talk, bring it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because that's
anyone honestly, listening like, that's wrestling.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, please, well, wrestlers in general, but Roger specifically because – like, after the shows, when we go and get dinner with you guys, like, listening to you guys just talk about, okay, this is what just happened at the show, this is what worked, this is what didn't work, this is what I hope we can do. Just, like, you guys talking about the shows and just wrestling in general is fascinating, and I know I can speak for Dalton when I say this, because it's just, like, because we've, you know, we grew up watching wrestling, we grew up loving it, this is the closest we have ever been to it, and to just get this whole other perspective. Because we have the fan perspective on, we've got that down. We're pretty good at being fans at this point.
Many years of hard work.
But like, I don't remember the exact thing, but it was after one of the Stride shows. I think it might have been the first time that we actually had dinner with Roger. Just like little things that you guys were pointing out about what you liked, what you didn't like. And it was just, and like on the drive back from Dalton, I was like, I wouldn't have even like hearing them pick that out. It's like, yeah. I do remember that in the match as like, oh, that was neat, but it never made that connection in my head that, oh yeah, because of this, that's why it worked. It was just, that was cool.
Yeah.
And hun, what's it about sometimes? I know you know this. It's the little things. It's those little things just like that.
Mm-hmm.
That you're talking about that matter the most. It's not some big fancy high spot. It's just that one little thing that somebody could have did or did or whatever it may be or said that leaves an impression mm-hmm. right here. Whenever you guys go home, you're telling your friend, they're like, man, this guy told me this crazy story about this guy, and then it can snowball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it really is like the three of you that just like, yeah, I want to get people on and just talk about
wrestling
but all, and then, but also, you know, Mario and other like cool stuff. So,
and speaking of that, Mario. I know we're going to cut this off here in a second, but we have to get that Mario tournament going that I set up. I'm not sure if did you get that photo that I sent you?
I got the Injustice one.
I got okay. that one.
You got the Mario, one?
Yeah.
Okay. I set one up for Mario. It's three rounds. Okay. The first one is just Super Mario. I know. These upstairs turds are upsetting me, literally.
Jesus.
I'm about to get the broom and just start.
Yeah.
Knock it off, you kids.
But no, the first round being Super Mario Brothers from the Wii U. Second round being 3D World. Last round being Mario Kart.
I would say it's in 3D World because I would throw up.
I think I paired Sarah and Dalton up first just because I want to see her just blast him out.
I think we all do.
Yeah.
I think that's something
else. And then I believe I got Shannon and Jesse and then you and I set up in that one. So
he's
that
actually
be,
not very good at Mario.
No, so.
I'm not super. But you could probably beat me at Mario Kart because I'm garbage at Mario
Kart. The only one that I'm good at.
He is good at Mario Kart.
And just as soon as that tournament is over, me and you, we will have it out on Mario Kart, sir. But it has to be the Wii. But it has to be the Wii U, and I need the gamepad.
Any Mario, any system. I fear no man.
You will have me on like the NES or any of those other ones. You give me a Wii U, you give me a gamepad, and I might. Slight chance. might be right there. I don't know. She's the only person that can beat me.
No, she can't. I don't know where he gets this. Because I always cuss at him. I'm like, you just sit here all day and play this and wait for me to get home so you can beat me.
And folks.
You practice.
Folks listening to this, you heard me. I softballed a compliment in there and shot straight down the shitter. Yeah. I try. And this happens.
But it was a lie.
It doesn't matter.
I've never beat you at Mario Kart.
It doesn't matter.
It takes two to lie. One to lie and one to listen.
Just listen to my lie.
I'm not. No.
Please.
No, the truth is
at least it was a nice one.
Yeah.
The truth exactly. is more fun.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for coming on. Tomorrow night, PWU, regular. We're going to preview SummerSlam.
Yeah.
We're going to preview Destination X.
Yeah.
Big news coming
out
of.
That's still a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's their first live show back after the big round of tapings.
And I can't wait to hear y'all's thoughts on that. On the Del Rio stripping, and speaking of stripping, Mother Hubbard's here.
It's the Thursday Thursday crowd.
College students are back, aren't
yep,
they?
They are.
It's the best. God. So
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow night, so be sure to check into that. But Billy, Sarah, thank you so much.
Hey, you're welcome.
We will do this again.
The next pleasure time
we
was come, all
have
yours.
Overwatch, you turd.
Yeah,
have it on
I mean,
PC.
No,
that's not here.
My children would have been so much more entertained.
Well, we're going to go investigate whatever this nonsense is upstairs.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll talk to you soon.